Welcome to the Rabbit's Den. I'm your host, Rabbit.
And I'm your co-host, Bunny. Welcome to the Rabbit's Den.
Welcome to the Rabbit's Den. I'm your host, Rabbit.
And I'm your co-host, Bunny. Welcome to the Rabbit's Den. The Rabbit's Den.
Welcome back to the Rabbit's Den. I'm Rabbit.
I'm Bunny.
And we're going to talk today a little bit about the reason we've been gone so long, why we've been on such a long hiatus.
Yes, mental health has played a big part of that. We want to apologize for how long we've been gone. That was not our intentions, but life happens.
I ended up going back to work because I was shortly laid off when we started this, and then they brought me back. But because of my anxiety and my mental health issues, as well as other circumstances during COVID, being sick and not wanting to take the chance of getting anybody else sick, I missed quite a few days. And they finally decided that with the whole COVID situation, work dying down and all that, as well as my issues, they decided to lay me off.
Yes, and for me, a big part of it was mental health issues. And like I said, life happens, and we had things that we had to deal with.
So yeah, we've been struggling along, but things are going okay at the moment. My mental health issues are still very apparent, but at the same time, I really wanted to get back into this because we've noticed that we have actually had quite a few people listening, and we didn't want to leave everyone hanging. So
absolutely, and we hope that those listeners continue to listen. We will be releasing more content.
So one of the things we're probably going to end up talking about is definitely more about mental health issues and stuff like that. But we're also going to get a little bit into the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case.
Yes.
I've been really obsessed with that lately. I've been watching a lot of stuff on it. I've also been watching the trial itself and having a nice little chuckle at some of it.
Yeah, it's really crazy, really intense, but I think it's important to talk about it because it brings to light some issues that really should be discussed.
Yes, such as the fact that men supposedly can't be abused. They can only be abusers. Unless they're abused by another man, then they can be abused.
Which absolutely makes no sense, because anybody can be a victim of abuse, whether that be a man, woman, or a child.
But yeah, I mean, are we really going to go through this? You know, the whole, men can only be abusers unless they're abused by another man and all that crap. No, men definitely can be abused. I mean, I know from experience that there's different forms of abuse that men deal with, but yes, they definitely can be abused. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and also sexually.
And verbally. Yes. But yes, I mean, men, women, children can all be abused in a variety of ways. And if we really want to get somewhere in helping abuse victims, we have to stop with that false narrative that men cannot be, because they can.
Yes, I actually saw a video today of a girl talking about how men, you know, are so interested in this case and that it could be very damaging for the feminist movement and all that, for women everywhere. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't think it could be damaging to women everywhere. I think it could be damaging if we don't deal with this because of the fact that it more and more men will constantly just keep their mouths shut.
They already do that because they are not believed. They are perceived to be too strong to be abused, or I'm not exactly sure the reasons because I find that ridiculous, but people don't believe men can be abused, and that's sad. And a lot of men have been abused, but we don't know about it because of this perceived train of thought. They don't want to speak up.
And honestly, I find it disgusting that this is the way our world is going now. You know, that we're so pushed into this, believe all women, but if a man speaks out, shut him down.
Right, which is absolutely wrong. And that's the thing. You believe women who have been victims of abuse, you need to believe men too. You need to believe all victims of abuse, not just certain people, because you're diminishing other people when you do that, other victims of abuse.
Now, before we get too much further, I would like to make an announcement. We still have our merch stores open, and we would really appreciate any and all help that you can give us. You can go to my merch store at www.srabbit.co, and you can go to Bunny's
at www.bbgrl.co.
So if you wouldn't mind picking up something, that would be great. It would help us out tremendously, especially in this, you know, rough time. But yeah, all help is appreciated extremely.
Absolutely. We absolutely appreciate any help you can give us.
And we absolutely love it when we see that somebody has bought something and, you know, they're out wearing our merch around, because I love it. I love all the designs that we've made. And we've got things from t-shirts, backpacks, just like everyday goods such as towels, floor mats, the whole nine yards.
Absolutely. Cups, soap dispensers. We have a lot of things on the site now.
And we're going to keep trying to update it every day. We have stuff specifically for the podcasts. We also have stuff specifically for our merch image, yes, as you would say. But yeah, as you can tell, we're not, you know, the 100% podcasters yet. You know, no. We still have our little hiccups and our mistakes.
Absolutely.
But I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let Bunny speak for a minute. I think she has some things she wouldn't mind talking about.
But yes, besides the Johnny Depp trial, which we'll speak on that, we'll speak on many things from, as you can tell, religion to mental health to life in general. But I really want to do this more because I really want to speak more. I think speaking about things is very good. It helps us to get it out there. It helps
break out of our shells.
Yes. I apologize, I'm a little nervous.
Yep, so if you heard a little like clapping noise, that was her in her hands.
A little nervous.
But yeah, we're gonna try and do more. We're gonna try and create some more content. I would love to get back into luck and karma, and as well as mythology and religion. Mm-hmm. So that we can get a bit more into those topics, because those seem to be kind of popular. Yeah, so just keep tuned, and hopefully we'll have some more for you real soon.
Yes, thank you for listening.
And thank you for joining us in the Rabbit's Den.